No one in Europe wants war with Russia. Europe would probably lose. And we can't assume. We in Europe would beat Russia. But the key thing is that no one wants war with Russia. But it's far from certain that Russia doesn't want war with the EU. I wake up this morning to find out that a goodly number of drones, Russian drones, which the Russians say were aimed at Ukraine, actually flew over Poland. I don't know yet if anybody was killed, but that's, you know, technically violation of Polish airspace. And, you know, it's, you could say it's tantamount to a declaration of war. I mean, we don't know if the Russian government deliberately decided to test what would happen if it flew a goodly number of drones into Polish airspace. We don't know. The public doesn't know. There's a good reason why nobody's going to give us the answer to that. The last thing you really want is panic, if you like, in Germany and in any other, and in Poland, although there's undoubtedly a lot of anger in Poland. And I've just listened to reports that the French president has said it's unacceptable, the president of the EU has said it's unacceptable, but nobody wants war. Okay, so let's do a little speculation. What would the Russians have to do in order for NATO, the defense alliance, to say, well, this is war, we have to go into action? Now, the United States is in NATO. Goodness knows what the United States' reaction would be if Russia did attack the EU. Is it to be taken for granted that the United States would come into an alliance to combat and the Russians? I don't know. But I no longer feel as if I'm living in a safety net in which we in Europe are fine. We have NATO to protect us. And we can live in Latvia, Lithuania, Finland, even Hungary. Happy to know that neighbours on our border, well, by the way, I shouldn't have left out Germany and Poland. And if my geography was much better, I'd be able to say a little bit more about this. Certainly Cyprus, which is in the EU. I can't live with that kind of total confidence that I grew up with. Now, Ireland, off there in the Atlantic, has also got a vulnerability, because if the Russians were going to, you know, wage war, they presumably would send some ships around the west coast of Ireland, and goodness knows what they might do. So I'm not trying to be alarmist, but I'm just saying that the latest developments in Poland are not to be ignored. Neither am I saying that Europe should declare war on Russia, obviously. I don't think anybody wants war. But would you like to be, you know, a member of the group of people in NATO who have the responsibility of analysing this and deciding what to do?